This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The heavens are speaking, a resounding shofar blast echoing from the firmament. Not a mere astronomical display, not a detached observation of celestial mechanics, but a direct declaration from the Ancient of Days. We are witnesses to a choreography, a divine orchestration aligning with the rhythms of the modem, the appointed times of Yahuwah, and those times are drawing near. For too long, we have been misled to focus on manufactured timelines, on artificial constructs divorced from the true prophetic word. The echoes of Daniel are twisted, his vision contorted to serve agendas foreign to the covenant. Let us remember the pattern established in the Tanakh, the relentless naming of Edom, the unwavering promise to Israel. It is that pattern we must follow, not the fabricated clocks of men. Consider the shekel, the currency of Zion, the strengthening of its value, the rebuilding of economic foundations in the land. These are not isolated incidents. They are earthly reflections of celestial movements. Yahuwah established the modem with astronomical precision. The new moon dictates Rosh Chodesh, the barley harvest signals the wave offering, and the autumnal equinox heralds Yom Kippur. These are not merely agricultural markers. They are divine appointments, anchors in Yahuwah's plan of restoration. The increasing value of the shekel speaks of a nation regaining its rightful inheritance. But understand, this restoration is not an end in itself. It is preparation. Preparation for the gathering of Israel from the four corners of the earth, a regathering prophesied by Amos, a rebuilding of ruins, a return to the land promised to Jacob's seed. Amos 9:14-15 declares it plainly, "I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel, and they shall rebuild the ruins and dwell again in their land." This is not a promise contingent on manufactured timelines or the erection of false temples. It is a covenant promise, a commitment to scattered Israel, a people being awakened in this generation. But even as we witness these signs of restoration, the watchman's gaze must not waver. The celestial shofar isn't solely a call to gathering. It is also a warning. A roaring in the heavens demands attention to the judgment unfolding. Look to Edom, to the iron that is corroding, the will that is being overturned. We see the decay of dominion, the dismantling of power structures built on lies and oppression. Yeshekel 35 speaks of this corrosion, of a nation brought low, its pride broken. This isn't simply political upheaval. It's a divine dismantling. Yahuwah is exposing the lineage of Esau, the hand that has long sought to control and dominate. The echoes of Rome, of Christendom, of the colonial empires, they all resonate with the same spirit of Edom, a spirit of defiance against Yahuwah and his anointed. And that spirit is now crumbling, its foundations weakening. And what of the preparations we see, the attempts to reconstruct a temple to reinstate sacrificial rites? These are distractions, stage props erected by the very system under judgment. The red heifer, touted as a sign, is merely a corpse, a symbol of defilement, not a path to atonement. True restoration isn't found in mimicking ancient rituals, but in a renewed covenant relationship with Yahuwah, in a turning of the heart back to Him. We see threads of righteousness being woven, a deliberate act of separation and purification. Like linen prepared for the garments of the priests, Israel is being refined, cleansed, and prepared for a renewed covenant. This isn't about building walls or claiming territory. It's about rebuilding character, restoring integrity, and embracing the calling to be a light to the nations. The celestial witness is clear. The shofar blasts are growing louder. The signs are multiplying. The appointed times are at hand. Let the watchman watch. Let Israel awaken and let Edom tremble. For the day of Yahuwah is coming, and it will be a day of both judgment and restoration, a day where the righteous will be gathered and the wicked will be swept away. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.